Jerry, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Everybody's so butthurt about Rod Stewart canceling his show at Red Rocks.
Well, I mean...
Shows.
Yeah, two, right?
Yeah. He had
Everyone's
a
freaking out over this.
They're pretty
he's a
upset.
Good artist.
I didn't even know he's still alive.
Oh. Yeah, well, no. I mean...
Rod Stewart's still alive?
He's still alive and touring, apparently.
Yeah. But Everyone's mad at him, though.
Vocal cord something.
Something.
He had to keep resting them. Doctor's orders.
Which
but...
makes sense, because if you've been singing for, what, 90% of
yeah.
your life, those those are probably tired.
Yeah. No,
acute
I get it.
Upper respiratory infection resulting in laryngitis. That's why he had to cancel some shows in California. But then he popped up in Boston for some of the World Cup. They showed him like in a box or something, screaming and having
fun. Oh, no.
See, that's not
a
good look.
Yeah. Somebody's like, too ill to perform, but okay to fly across the country for soccer.
Oh, no.
And then, yeah, something happened here when he's got some sort of vocal cord issue. And again, I didn't know he was so big. I was watching some of the newscasts this morning. People were lined up outside Red Rocks yesterday, and they got the notice like 20 minutes before the show.
Yeah, before
and they were,
the doors.
They were pissed.
Oh, you should have seen Facebook.
Pissed.
Like, people were coming from all corners of the internet to call out Rod Stewart. Mm-hmm. And I get it, though, because it's like if you're sick when you're younger and you call in sick to school, and then you're caught later playing outside at the
yes.
playground, you know? You can't do that. So I understand why people are upset. I mean, some people travel a whole day to see artists at Red Rocks, you
they
know?
Had multiple people talking about how they came in from out of state.
Exactly.
And they were standing, they had never been to Red Rocks, and this was going to be their big, you know, Red Rocks debut. Rod Stewart, who
Bucket
apparently
list.
Is still alive.
Yeah, you keep saying that.
They were like, this sucks.
Yeah, no, I mean.
It's still beautiful here, though.
Well, here's the thing. I saw somebody pose this question, and I thought it was genius, because we have this happen, not consistently, but it happens a couple times a year where an artist is scheduled to play at Red Rocks, and they scrap their show, right?
Yeah.
Now, Rod Stewart's is postponed, so he's hoping to make it up at a later time. But,
in 2027.
September, I think.
Yeah,
is
exactly.
Where it says.
I know. Yeah, next year. But no, so they honestly, there was somebody who said, what if they take like a screen? Like if a show gets canceled, put a screen up and let us watch a movie or something. I mean, we've came
yeah,
all
that's
that
the
way.
Same.
You know, well, no, but,
no,
I mean,
but at least like get the experience.
Because Red Rocks in itself is part of the experience.
Sure.
I mean,
it is.
People don't travel across the country to go to, you know,
let
venues.
Me go buy a $17 beer while
yeah,
I'm here.
Yeah.
At least.
But that's the thing, is like someone just said, if you could make it worth our while a little bit, you know, obviously you're going to be sad you don't get to see Rod Stewart, but maybe you can
he's you know, still alive you
see
know.
A classic movie
throw on some Finding
and
Nemo.
Let's be honest,
yes,
like a lot of the people
yeah.
they were interviewing were, you know, they're up there.
Yeah,
all right, they're up there. Wouldn't it be funny if they like turned around and bought tickets for like an EDM show or something the night after? You know, as long as we're here.
They've got the neon sunglasses.
We tried acid.
They come out with their hair dyed.
Yeah. Hey, happy fudge day, everybody. Milk, milk, lemonade, around the corner fudge is made. Am I right?
Heard that
I had
in
never
so
heard
long.
That song before.
You what?
You never sang that in elementary school? Yeah, milk, milk, little, lemonade, round the corner, fudge is made.
That's what little kids used to say.
I've never heard that.
I have not heard that since first grade.
Oh yeah, it was a banger back in the day. Happy Fudge Day, everybody.
I love fudge.
I love fudge too. Fudge makes me so happy.
Yeah,
my
I love
grandma's
making fudge.
My grandma's fudge is the best I've ever had.
Oh yeah, yeah. Everyone knows your grandma's fudge.
Okay.
Right. Worldwide, people
worldwide.
Know about your grandma's
She's
fudge.
Known people have known that fudge since the 1800s. Time for some sports. Netflix is going to adapt this best-selling novel called Icebreaker. I've never heard of it, but apparently all the ladies love it. It's a hockey romance. It follows an aspiring Olympic figure skater who must share ice time with an NHL prospect. And then they fall in love and make sweet, sweet love on the ice or something. I don't know.
Is everybody adapting
Wasn't this made already in the 80s? The Cutting Edge. Remember that movie,
The Cutting Edge?
Yes. It was the figure skater with the hockey guy.
Yes, absolutely.
This has been done.
But there are so many hockey romances out there right now. It's becoming a thing. Like, I love how the Stanley Cup was like the third most popular hockey thing this last couple weeks. Because
no.
It's heated rivalry. That new one. I just heard about it. And yeah, hockey's got everybody talking.
My sport.
I
guess.
The ladies are watching.
Yeah.
I love how there's a whole thing on TikTok where ladies are watching guys warm up for their hockey games, warming up on the ice. Because I don't know if you've ever seen it, Jeremy, but
very,
you
know, I can't say that
they,
I have, Katie.
They grind the ice,
no, it's,
if
you
will.
Stretch the hip flexors.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay, it's stretching the hip flexors,
oh,
but they
God.
Are grinding
oh,
that ice, and it is very
It's funny. They set it
sensual.
To very sensual music, and I'm oh. like, oh, that's bad.
Like Pony by Genuine?
Yes.
That's
yes.
a good one.
Yep.
I had no idea that was a thing.
Oh, very it's simple. A whole thing on TikTok.
Aquarium, right, Katie?
I spend a lot of time
I bet
on
you
hockey
do, you
stretches
pervert.
On TikTok.
Yeah, I bet you do.
So
all right, now get this. The Cleveland Cavaliers auctioned off several chairs that celebrities used during games 3 and 4 of the Eastern Conference Finals at Rocket Arena. Taylor's chair, Taylor Swift's chair, from game 3 was by far the most expensive. She was at the game with Travis, and his chair only got $1,400, and her chair sold for like $7,000. $7,000. Kylie's chair sold. Timothy Chalamet's chair, $1,200. Ben Stiller's were like $700+. MGK's seat's about $635. But who's these, again, perverts buying Taylor Swift's chair for $7,000?
You know some weirdo.
You know somebody sniffing
chair.
It, right?
Major
somebody's sniffing
Swiftie.
It. Somebody is sniffing that chair.
Major a sniffy Swiftie.
Yes.
There's Taylor Swift farts on that chair.
It smells like she's
that sounded like a Taylor fart, right?
Exactly.
Oh, pardon me.
A cute little one.
No, that's not.
That's a Travis fart right there.
There's a Tay-Tay fart. All right, what else is going on in the world of sports?
All right, well, the World Cup is ongoing right now, and Spain is a massive, massive favorite to win the entire thing. And they took on Cape Verde in their first match. I didn't even know this was
a country. Is that a vampire?
Country. Cape Verde. Apparently, it's a country in Africa. I did not know that, but it's a small little country, and they tied Spain. This is a huge deal because a 0-0 draw, 0-0 draw, means that Spain could drop in the entire lineup there, and that's a huge deal. Well, one bettor on Polymarket decided to put $1 million on Spain winning yesterday because Spain was a -1400 favorite, meaning they had about a 95% probability chance to win this.
Okay.
That's a pretty darn safe bet.
I mean, yeah, I'd take that bet.
Absolutely. 95%. You're like, ah, we got this. No, they lost $1 million yesterday, which is a weird thing because to bet $1 million, they would have only won 86,000. So, like, in the grand scheme, that doesn't seem like a very smart bet, I guess, to put $1 million down to win.
Did
86.
They lose $1 million, though?
They lost $1 million.
Oh, no.
They lost $1 million yesterday because Spain couldn't score a darn goal.
Man.
Oh, man.
Absolutely unreal.
It's like Katie on prom night.
Oh.
She couldn't score at all.
Well, we're going to keep it here in the World Cup because Japanese fans are absolutely shocking the American world right now. So Japan played AT&T Stadium yesterday, which was in Dallas, Texas. And at the end of the game, they scored a late goal to tie the game up and create a 2-2 tie against the Netherlands. And all of a sudden, the Japanese fans started waving around what looked like a blue flag.
Uh-huh.
And we, as Americans, were all like, what are they doing? Turns out they bring their own blue trash bags to the stadium, and they wave them around as the match comes to a close, especially if they win or end in a draw. And then at the end of the match, they go and pick up their entire trash around the stadium.
Wait.
I love the Japanese.
They are so
they got it going on, don't they?
Ahead of anything
so
we know.
They're such a good people.
Smart.
This is one of the cool things. They're called the Samurai Blue fans, hence the blue flags. That's why they're waving them around.
Man.
And then they open those
That's so nice.
The trash bags.
They're so courteous.
Right?
The Argus crew and the cleanup crew that was there at the end of the game said, we had almost nothing to clean up. And I'm assuming the things they had to clean up were the American fans there.
Yeah.
I mean, truly,
yeah.
There are pictures going viral everywhere of them helping the cleanup crew as they're walking around the stadium. That's just what they do. I've never seen anything
it's
like
really
this.
Really well done.
You know what? They, like you
High
said,
five to Japan.
Hats
so
off to Japan.
Far ahead of
and
us.
And that's how they keep their city clean. They just clean up.
They even care about our cities.
I love it.
I just threw my Starbucks cup on the floor in here, honestly.
Take note.
There is a list out from Ranker.com, which is basically all they do, where they ranked the best characters in the Toy Story franchise. I'm not really surprised by 1 and 2.
Buzz
one
and
is Woody,
Woody
yeah. two is Buzz.
Okay.
Bo Peep and Ham.
where is Bo Peep?
I mean, she's barely
in. Yeah. Who's number three?
The Slinky Dog.
Slinky Dog. He's got to be Slinky Dog.
Hey, yo, what are you guys doing?
I like those little aliens, too, that are in the claw machine. Yes.
I have been chosen.
Rex. Rex is four. Ham is five.
Oh,
and the little green men are number six.
Yes!
Potato Head's seven. Bullseye is eight. Jesse is nine. And Andy's dog, Buster, came in at 10.
Bullseye, who doesn't talk, is ahead of Jesse?
I guess.
That's her horse.
Oh, there's
right?
Bo Peep. Bo Peep's at 12.
Okay.
Barbie's on there. The Etch-A-Sketch is at 18. And Mr. Prickle Pants the Hedgehog came in at 20th.
I love
that's
him.
One of the ones I didn't see then.
I'm trying to. I feel like the aliens were a little more fun than Woody and Buzz, even.
Oh, the aliens are the best.
Anyway, so you there's your list. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, you have to have Woody and Buzz number one and two.
I guess you kind of do.
The OGs. Like.
Tay Tay's song is topping the Billboard. Hot 100. It's number one right now, so she's raking more money in.
It's a good one.
Why aren't we playing that more?
I know. I really like that song.
It's
of
good.
All the songs she's put out recently, that's probably my favorite.
All right. When you do your part, maybe I'll dig it up and we can play it again.
Good.
If you're really good. Okay, so here's a divorce I did not see happening. Jelly Roll has quietly filed for divorce from his wife, Bunny, back in May in Tennessee, according to court records.
That is nuts to me. I thought that they were going to have a baby and stuff. Like,
weren't
that
they
was.
Trying?
They rave about each other constantly.
I know.
He, like, credits her for a lot of his weight loss journey.
Yeah.
And is always talking extremely highly of Bunny, but something happened. I think he. Did he cheat on her at some point?
Well, I thought they had an open relationship. Like,
oh,
honestly,
is that what it is?
I thought that they had an open relationship. And so when I heard the stories about cheating, I was like, well, how does that make sense? But, you know, all of that can be so specific to the couple. Maybe he did something that they agreed he wouldn't. Who knows? But I'm with you. I was shocked when I heard that they were
shocked.
Skinny and new teeth and is like, I got options,
I mean,
buddy.
Could be. That could be
that.
It too, man. You never
know.
Because she stayed with him during his, like, prison sentence.
I heard. Haven't they been together since like high school or something, on and off? Like, I
feel like
something.
It's been a very long time. Yeah. So maybe they're just sick of each other.
I know,
other.
Married
that
for
happens
10
too.
Years, right?
Nick Nack's sick of me.
You're about 5 years away.
Yeah, it's right. Coming.
It happens to everybody.
She's over me. I ticked her off right before bed last night, so she's over me.
That's how you do
then
it.
Then I went to bed.
Yeah.
I made her mad, and then I fell asleep.
Right before you go to bed.
Yeah.
That's healthy.
Well, we'll deal with that. That's a tomorrow problem. I'm tired.
It's an after the show thing.
Yeah.
We'll end up just burying it and we'll just
never
explode.
Talk about it again.
Yeah. All right. I'll just wake up with an ice pick in my chest at some point.
It's fine.
So dark.
It's fine.
What's going on locally?
Well, Aurora lifted the firework ban, so that's good news. Yay. Yes. Aurora Fire Rescue said it's going to temporarily lift the city's stage one fire restrictions so people can buy and set off fireworks within city limits. This is going to be from now through July 4th. Now, remember, still only ground fireworks.
Yes,
so
you can't put the pop bottle rockets in your butt and light them up.
I mean, across the state of Colorado, that's frowned upon and forbidden, actually. But you can light them up in A-Town if they stay on the ground. So sparklers and
the fountains.
Little tanks. Right?
The little tanks.
The tanks.
I just saw
the snakes.
The roosters.
My old fireworks stand, they just put it up, and I just drove past it the other day. So nostalgic, and we sold so many of those tanks.
Yes.
Because the little boys come into the tent, and they're like, I see a tank that I can blow up. It's so cool. Those were so much fun to light off. I love
those ones. The crackling balls are also a lot of fun.
That was my nickname in college.
I knew it. I knew it.
Old crackle balls.
And then the snakes.
It's very dry here. It's
you
a dry
know?
Thing.
Just... Snap, crackle, pop in your pants, huh? Okay, so yeah, you can light them up in Aurora, but just be careful with those, right? Be careful with the fireworks.
Don't do it on your lawn.
Thanks, Mom.
Yeah. A woman was driving with her permit, her driver's permit, and she was caught going 90 miles an hour at a 65.
I'm impressed.
My goodness. Here's the other thing. She was only 19 years old.
No, I'm really impressed.
And on her cell phone?
With her driver's permit. This was in Boulder, and speed limit there is 65, so obviously 90s not okay. She's going to have to make a court appearance, and it could really screw up her chances of getting her actual license. Crazy, right? And here's the thing. I saw a story, and it stemmed from that insane incident on I-70 where those two grown men stopped on the interstate to get out and fight, and they talked about the aggression, road rage aggression, and just people driving a little crazy, fast and whatnot. They're saying the heat and the high gas prices, that has a lot to do with it. For one, like, and here's why they say it. Like, if you are at the gas pump and you fill up your tank and it costs you an arm and a leg, that's going to put you in a mood already. And then you get behind the wheel and you drive and it just ups your chances of being a little reckless. And I didn't even think about that, but they say it's definitely impacting the people out there on the road. So how nuts is that, huh?
That is so nuts.
So nuts.
I just feel like it's so dumb to be aggressive like that. I mean, the gas prices are nothing to lose your life over. Come on.
Absolutely.
I'm all jacked up on Mountain Dew.
Yes.
Those guys were.
Well, then we have one more here with the 250th celebration of USA. Colorado also at 150. They're doing a lot of those lists about, right, like most patriotic states in the country. I mean, everywhere I look, everything's red, white, and blue right now. I mean, as it should be. 250 is a really big deal. But they're saying WalletHub ranked the most patriotic states in the country and Colorado in the top five. Yes! So we've got, let's get number five. It's Oregon rounding out the top five. Then we have Montana
and
Vermont.
Just call it Oregon?
I know, I say it wrong. Everybody
Oregon?
Says Oregon. That's how I
Oregon?
Say it.
Oregon?
Oregon.
That's Oregon.
How I say it. Like an Oregon. Organs? You know what? We can move
like
past that.
You play
that.
At church?
That is not the point of the story. Stop it. Sometimes my
Oregon
Dakota comes
it's
out.
Okay.
Stop it.
Welcome to Oregon.
Stop it. So anyway, Vermont, that's how you say that, right?
Yep.
In at number two and three is Montana and Vermont. We've got Virginia number one, and Colorado is number four this year. Yay!
Yay, we're number four.
Yes, and then shout out to my home state, North Dakota, number six. So yeah, we've got some patriotic fever here in the Centennial State. Are you guys going to wear red, white, and blue this 4th of July?
Damn straight.
Right? Like, absolutely. I've already... Everywhere I look, everything is in that color scheme. And so not only do I see these colors, but I feel like I need to buy it because
I have American flag shorts that I like to wear, but people call me out as being disrespectful because you're sitting on the flag.
You're sitting on it.
Yeah. You got to be careful about that. It can be red, white, and blue themed.
Well, shoot, I have American flag overalls. Now I'm scared.
Oh, no.
Oh, no, you'll be fine with
that. Just
be careful. But however you're celebrating, Colorado, we see you patriotic as heck.
Let's go.
Let's go. There's your Mile High.
There you go.